If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. She's back, Megan King. Remember we chatted with Megan King last year? Well, a few months ago, we sat down with Megan King again. Yeah, a lot has happened since a few months ago. The new season of The OC has actually filmed and is completed. When are we going to see it? Alexis versus Shannon, Vicky versus Tamara. So a few months ago, though, we sat down again with Megan King. We just thought today was the first, this has never been aired. So we thought today was the perfect day to share this chat. Never before been aired with Miss Megan King. Welcome back to part two of our sit down with the one, the only Megan King. But if you haven't heard part one, check it out. We talk all about RHOC. You know, I thought time would heal all wounds. Maybe her and Vicky would be okay. I don't know. Megan had a lot to say about that. We start talking about Teresa and Louie. You know, Megan has a lot to say about that. Check it out. And now part two, it just aired last week. And now part two of our chat with Megan King. Do you ever think of reaching out to Teresa?
Her podcast co-host invited me on the podcast. And I was like, are you sure you want me on there? And she's like, do you have beef with Teresa? I'm like, no, not at all. But, you know, I've been vocal about Louie. And she's like, okay, well, let's get it scheduled then.
Was this after just calling him a slime ball?
Literally yesterday. So, yes.
Wow.
I know. We'll see what happens. Why would she want me on her podcast?
I don't know, because you're not going to sit there if Louie comes up and say he's a great guy to Teresa's face.
No, but I'm also not trying to bring her down. Like, I'm not trying to start a fight here or anything. And I would love to be talked out of it. I want to be proven wrong.
Right.
Yeah. Like, we're like, Teresa seems like an incredible woman. Look, she's probably arguably the most famous housewife of all. And that takes like a lot of marketing and talent to market your personal brand in a way. Like, she might not even know she's doing it, but she's done it well.
Yeah. Wow. So, right. So you've never reached out to her, thought of it. But I mean,
no,
I imagine
no
you, if it comes up, you're going to be honest with her to her face or over Zoom.
Yeah, I will.
I don't know
I don't
how that's going
to
go.
But yeah, I know. Because I wouldn't do that with a normal person. I wouldn't say you're married to a narcissist, you know, but I also don't see normal people in that same like on television. So
she's not going to agree with that statement. Now she's in love. No. She's in love.
Why would she agree? That would be a terrible thing to agree to, that you married a narcissist knowingly. Ugh.
Yeah.
Of course she's not going to agree.
It's just like, it's like when you say like, it's obvious, like, cause I mean like, you know, she's had these problems like with Joe and Melissa all these years, but now they really do seem to be isolated. Now we can argue how we got there, but the one thing that is different is that Louie's in the picture.
I know. Isn't it sad? It's sad.
It's like,
I don't like family rifts. It's not good. Ever.
Did you ever think of reaching out to like Lala Kent throughout all of her stuff with Randall?
Lala and I have talked. We talk.
You have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talk. Yeah, with that stuff, we have like a really strong bond because of our shared experience with a narcissist.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you've both come out the other side, if there is such a thing.
I mean, yeah, like we're both going through, I think, like our own, you know, recovery. Yeah, she's in it more than I am. The state of California is worse with like custodial laws and things,
right?
Than Missouri, but she has shared legal and physical custody, and I have full legal, which is, thank God.
Thank God, right?
Yeah, I just got passports for my kid the other day, all of my kids. Like, my ex-husband, he's never taken my kids on a vacation, not even domestically. And, well, they can't go internationally. They don't have passports. But, like, not even, you know, he's never taken them on an airplane since we got divorced, which is 4 years ago. And my kids are only 5 and 6, okay? So, wow. Like, he does not travel with these kids. He's rich. Have I mentioned that? Like, it just doesn't serve him. There's no – to travel with these little ankle biters, right? So he's not trying to, like, enrich our children through travel or experiences. So I got that. That responsibility.
You're going to
take
them away.
Which I gladly will take on. I love traveling with my kids. I do it all the time. And so I said, Jim – I said this in person. Can you meet me to get a passport for the kids? Sure, sure, sure. So I email him. This is the time. Will you be there? No, he didn't show up. He didn't respond to the email. I get a lot gray rocked a lot. He often ignores me. And the good thing about this, because getting a passport would never serve him, getting a passport for the children, he's never going to use it, right? So why would he show up? It's not going to help him in any way, shape, or form. So I had to submit with the passports my entire official copy of the divorce that says I have full legal custody in order to – because, like, with passports for kids, you have to have both parents sign off. Right. He's not going to sign off. So I had to prove that I have, like, the last word in the decision-making. And passports are off. They're in the waiting queue.
Do you think – and then that's where the gaslighting comes in, because, like, if you – you know, when he's in the media, he's always like, you're obsessed. You talk about him all the time. Like, that's the gaslighting part of it, right? Of, like
– probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where they're trying to make you – that's similar to Louis also. Like, you know, his ex, Vanessa. I don't know if you know this. Like,
I know Vanessa.
You know her? Mm-hmm. I know her too. So, like, now she has this restraining order. You know, there she claims that, like, Louis sent these people into her business – to use her as a counselor for, like, narcissistic abuse. And, you know, his response is she's obsessed with him. Sounds similar, right?
I mean, when anyone goes through an abusive relationship with a narcissist, that, like, it's very consuming. And it, like, Louis seems like a real bad one. He seems worse than Jim, honestly, and that's saying a lot. And, you know, I deal with Jim and his antics all the time. I'm hopeful things could get better, but, you know, like I said, history repeats itself, then, like, I know what I'm dealing with.
And you think Louis is worse than Jim?
I do.
Wow.
I think Louis is worse than Jim. And I don't think Teresa is as strong as she needs to be to like push back with him, because she's more of like a traditional in like more of a traditional relationship, you know?
Yeah.
Where the woman takes the back seat kind of thing, which is fine. But, like, it's not fine with a narcissist. Excuse me.
Yeah. I mean, but for you to say Louis worse says a lot, because you have lived it with Jim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I still live it with Jim. Also, I got to say this. Like... Am I perfectly sane? I doubt it. Are people going to disagree with, like, my reactions? Yeah. Are they going to disagree with, like, how I live my life or how I choose to raise my kids? Yeah. I'm, like, not a poster child for, you know, talking about narcissistic abuse. I just know my own personal experience, and I'm trying to recover from that. So I think it's worth saying that that goes for anyone who has a victim of narcissistic abuse. Excuse me. We have to be broken in a certain way. Victims of a narcissist have to be broken somehow in order to fall for a narcissist. We have to be, like, unattentive to red flags at the very least. And so when you So then now you have these people who are broken in some sort of way who are now like trying to recover, like me. And so people could say, you know, you're crazy or like you're doing this or that. And they truly believe that. And they have the right to believe that, but it doesn't minimize my experience and doesn't take away from the fact that I've been abused by a narcissist. And so I think that's like incredibly important to point out that like, yes, I have my list of flaws, but that does not make me worthy of this abuse.
You know, I put my hair through the ringer over the years. It's been every color possible. My hair has been fried and damaged. I was looking for a product that smelled good and was high-end and luxurious, but also that was good and wouldn't damage my hair further. That's when I discovered LolaVie. And I should say thank you, Jennifer Aniston. LolaVie is Jennifer Aniston's hair products, where you no longer have to choose between ones that work and ones that are actually good for you. I love using LolaVie's new sculpting paste. It's a medium-hold, lightweight style pomade. I used to use all these gels and it never held my hair in place. This sculpting paste helps me hold my hair in place with such flexibility and it looks so natural. So unlock Jennifer Aniston's approved hair care at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code VELVET at checkout. That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code VELVET. Please note you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Your hair will thank you. Have you guys ever heard of the cert food diet? You know, a lot of big names have actually followed this diet. Like there's a world famous singer, which I can't mention, what a voice, but she reportedly lost 100 pounds using this exact same method in 2019. And now there's a revolutionary new powerful drink where you can get all the benefits of the cert food diet just by drinking this. It's called Ultimate Cert Juice. It was designed to help you lose weight, support your overall health, and give you more energy to do the things you love. I've noticed myself leaning out from this, and I have more energy, which is key. But don't take my word for it. Since you're a loyal listener, I'm giving you all a $20 discount on this amazing product to try for yourself. And hey, it's way cheaper than buying any juice cleanse or all the ingredients. Go get your supply of Ultimate Cert Juice now by going to getcert.com/velvet. That's getcert.com/velvet. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results can and will vary.
No, of course not.
Right.
That makes sense.
There's no there's a lot of victim blaming, victim shaming, victim blaming. And that's just not, no one asks to, you know, have a crime committed against them, no matter like their, what sort of situation they put themselves in. No one is, you know, deserving of a crime. And that's what happened to me.
Do you think that's what happened to Raquel Levis with Tom Sandoval?
No, she's crazy. Something's wrong with her.
Really?
I don't want to talk about her. She's scary, like behind the eyes.
She scares you. Mm-hmm. I just thought, you know, because the word is being thrown around there with Tom Sandoval, but Raquel scares you.
What word?
Narcissist.
With Tom?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying
who knows. I think there's a spectrum, but like, and that's again like a very messy situation. I think there's like a lot of nuances, but, overall, I don't relate to I can't relate to Raquel, so I can't say very many things on that.
Do you think it's possible to have like real friends from this time on Housewives?
Absolutely. Like, mm-hmm. This is a very small club. There's only a finite number of Housewives. Even if you're a one season wonder, right? Like you're still in a very tight knit circle. You can be on, you know, you can be an OG like Teresa, like Kim Zolciak, like Vicky, or you can be like Peggy Salahian or whatever her name was. I was on that show with her. I didn't even know her name. And for one season, and everybody, and you forget her. But it doesn't matter. Like, we're still in this club together. And it's like a sorority. So we have these shared experiences that no one can understand mm-hmm. unless you have been a part of this franchise, any franchise, this club. So because of this strong shared experience that very few people in this world have, absolutely you're going to forge connections and like bonds, allyships, really. And allyships are stronger than friendships. And so 100%, like even outside of people that you could meet walking down the street and find, you know, be friends with, this is stronger than that. This is, you might not be friends with these people organically, but because of this bond, you're going to be friends.
Yeah, I mean, it's a small group of people, and I mean, we can all think that we understand it, but we really don't unless you have filmed it, been a part of the social media
overnight
abuse.
Fame. That's gnarly. Overnight fame. Like, people work their whole lives to be recording artists, like musicians, actresses. That's not overnight fame because they have a hit movie, right? Like, they've worked at that. We did not work for this fame. We all of a sudden the show airs one time and you're famous. It is weird.
Weird good, weird bad.
Both. It's a lot. It's a lot to process. Like I said earlier, the highs are high and the lows are low.
Like what are the lows from being overnight famous?
Well, you're putting your whole life out there, right? You're incredibly vulnerable on the most personal issues that you've ever held dear to your heart. And now you're putting them out to the world. And that sucks. And it sucks in good ways and bad ways. Like, even when it's good that, you know, you could get support. People say, like, I see you and you're getting validation. That feels good. It's also, like, kind of a drug. And then what feels really bad is being attacked for things that, like, you feel good about. That hurts because, like, you feel convicted in what you're doing and people don't like it. And that hurts. And they're very vocal about it.
They are very vocal about it. Where do you think this whole Housewives – I mean, the ratings for all franchises are technically down. I mean, you said the OC might be canceled, or you think that's where it's headed and it's not a good season.
I feel like it's headed to Peacock, not cancellation.
You do? You think it's going to go to Peacock?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, like, how – I mean, nothing goes on forever, right? Like, all these franchises. Can this Housewives – I mean, we have a new – we have a reboot. We have new cities.
I mean, Vanderpump Rules is taken over. And they got that spinoff show now. And, like, those – like, they all grew up. So they're my age now, our age. Like,
yeah,
you know? And that's, like, what the Housewives used to be, our age.
Yeah.
And now we like watching that. We like watching people like who are a little younger, a little hotter. We like watching the old people too, but like only if they're super interesting to look at and to like do, you know, they're doing interesting things. That's harder to do when you're getting older because we're not interested in excitement. We're interested in like homeostasis.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, like, the New York reboot, I mean, everyone is, I think, it's 35 to, like, 42.
Yeah,
maybe,
because, like, that's when
except
that's
for
the
one
spice
person.
Of life, baby. That's the sweet spot age.
You think, like, a Vicki Gunvalson is too old to be still.
It's not even, like, an age. It's just, like, a natural progression, right? Like, as you get older, you just want, like, peace in your life. You don't give a shit about what people think. You give less and less shits. You give less and less shit about, like, being in the mix, going out, doing things, being seen, how you look, how you dress, like, whatever. So it's just not as interesting to watch that process. It's interesting to watch the process of people who are, like, still a little bit insecure and need to, like, keep up with the Joneses.
That's a good point, but it's true. I mean, the older you get, you don't give a shit anymore, and you just...
So unless you're, like, an interesting person who doesn't give a shit, like Sonia or something, you're just boring, which is, like, great for you. You've earned it, you know? But it's not great for the viewer.
Yeah, it's not great for the viewer. Do you think your Housewife's journey is... over? Do you think, I mean, you know, you said you were like, we're going to go back to OC. Like at one point this season, Heather was, which was only last season, it didn't work out. Do you think they would ever come back to you? You are the only person that's not on there to your point.
I mean, I think I could like bebop in and out and do some guest appearances. I think those days that I've closed that door.
You think?
Yeah.
Will they still air reruns and, you know, use your likeliness? You know, what do you think of like Bethany Frankel's strike, you know, that she's trying to organize for reality TV stars?
I think in theory, it's necessary. I think in practice, it would be very difficult to organize.
Why? I mean, I think so too, but I'm curious what you think.
I mean, you have like people who are desperate to be on TV. Like, why would they sign up for to be in like some sort of
union?
Thank you. Because like, I remember when I was like 16 and I wanted to go work at the local grocery store bagging groceries. And then I'm like, wait, the union, there's a grocery store union and they take money out of my paycheck? No way. I'm going to go work at Abercrombie instead, you know?
You know, I have friends of all ages, younger, older, and a lot of people in my life right now, and a lot of the Real Housewives, are dealing with menopause and perimenopause. And ladies, today, this is for you. I want to tell you about Winona. Winona is here to help women who are dealing with menopause or perimenopause. Winona is a collection of OBGYN health professionals who believe that your symptoms are important, that they're real, and that they deserve to be taken seriously. Winona is the home for physician-prescribed bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Their network is so easy to use and their doctors make it so easy for you to get started with hormone replacement therapy. And get this, 80% of women who use Winona find relief within just 90 days. Visit buywinona.com today to start your free visit. With free U.S. shipping and the ability to pause or cancel at any time, your path to wellness has zero obligations. Use the code VELVETROPE at buywinona.com for 25% off your first order. That's code VELVETROPE at buywinona.com. Winona, menopause care made easy. Anyone out there who's ever hired for their business knows what I'm talking about when I say, how great does it feel when you actually fill a job and close out a job search? But what if I told you can get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that has a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. Before I had Indeed, when I used to hire for this podcast, it was so grueling. I had to go through so many unqualified candidates. It wasted hours. I also have ditched the busy work and I've used Indeed for this business for scheduling, screening, messaging. And the people that I've hired to help me work on this podcast, editors, PR, marketing, transcribers, they're all really qualified. Do you know that in the time I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed? And get this, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/velvet. Just go to Indeed.com/velvet right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/velvet. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. What do Lala, Kent, and Bubbly Sparkling Water have in common? They're both growing their families. That's right. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the sparkling water that brings such a smile to your face, the sparkling water that I drank for all these countless hours of Housewives that I watch, now is introducing Bubbly Burst. Of course, as always, there's zero added sugar. It's low calorie. It's a sparkling water beverage with extra fruit flavor. What could be better? Bubbly Burst. It's bursting with fruit flavor. And just like choosing your favorite housewife or franchise, choosing a favorite flavor is so hard. They have peach mango, triple berry, cherry lemonade, watermelon lime, pineapple tangerine, and tropical punch. Oh my God, it tastes so good. But don't take my word for it. Find Bubbly Burst in a store near you.
I could see you working at Abercrombie.
I did. I was a model for them.
Did your brother work at Abercrombie with you?
No.
I could see that as well.
Didn't. He's 8 years younger than me.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
I could see you both working there. Just saying.
I did. I did a commercial for them.
That doesn't shock
me. Christmas commercial in the Adirondacks.
Really?
Yeah, fun facts.
I could see this. Well, I think that, and I think, you know, the minute that it's like, here's the picket line, you know, and if you're like, here's a dollar, I mean, these reality TV stars will cross it. No one's going to hold out and not do.
Everybody wants to be on TV.
Right.
Like, why would they then sign up for a union? Like, they're not trying to cause drama the second they're trying to be, they want nothing, no drama. They don't even want a paycheck. And that's the point of the union, is to get them a paycheck, but they don't care at that, like, in the initial phases. So you have to get, like, more seasoned people to really get behind this.
I mean, apparently Nene said she was behind it. Vicky said she was behind it.
It's necessary.
Do you think Bethany will have success with this?
If anyone will, it would be her. She's a machine.
It's kind of what I think.
Mm-hmm. So I hope she does.
What else is going on with you? You know, you have said on Watch What Happens, you know, you've had some public, other than Jim, you've had public relationships and breakups. You say you really are done dating in the public eye. Is this true?
I think so, yeah. But, you know, never say never.
I mean, we have like Harry Styles, we have A-Rod, we have Tom Brady. Yeah, isn't he single?
No, he's not. Really? Tom Brady's not single either. He's got that new chick.
Well, I mean, for a minute, you know, they've been dating for like, there's one picture on Page Six. I mean, what about you and Tom Brady? I could see that. I could, really.
I do not want a professional athlete.
You're done.
Like, absolutely not. Like, he is hot, and I could do like a fun romp in the hay with him, but like, No, I do not want a pro athlete. Nope.
You've been there. So maybe you're not done with the public eye.
My sister's a pro athlete too. Like, it's a different mindset.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not, and it's admirable. It's an admirable mindset, but it's not one that I want to be in a relationship with.
Right. Cause it's a lot of dedication to the sport. I mean, I think that's
Yeah. I mean, it breeds narcissism because it has to. And again, it's not breeding a personality disorder. It's breeding narcissistic traits that are necessary in order to be successful at, like, this profession, which is, you know, being an athlete. I want no part of that outside of my television set.
Well, there's actors and Harry Styles. No. He's a musician.
A romp in the hay. Can you imagine, like, being that tour lifestyle? I don't want that lifestyle. I want to wake up next to my partner every day, you know? I want to roll over and, like, give him a smooch. I think I might have, like, aged out of this fun age, right, where you're, like, doing exciting things. I don't care about that shit anymore. I'm exciting enough. I don't need to add excitement. I just want a stable individual in my life.
You want to have, like, a dinner, a drink, and go home. Yeah.
I mean, I want to have fun. No, I want to do more fun things, too. But I will. Like, I don't need someone to bring that to me. They can just, like, jump on, you know, my ride. I do enough cool stuff.
How is the dating scene in St. Louis these days?
It's non-existent. Can you imagine? It's exactly what you would think. No bueno.
Do people recognize you when you're on the apps?
No. I mean, guys don't know who I am. Guys have no idea. Oh, good. Okay. My call was moved. Phew.
Okay, good.
Guys have no idea who I am. Straight guys.
Right.
Gay guys know.
Right.
Gay guys. Some straight guys know if they were – had like a girlfriend or a wife who watched the show.
Right.
But yeah.
So that doesn't come up.
No. And then they're like, why do you have so many followers? And then they're like intrigued. And I'm like, buckle up.
And you're like, this is how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So are you seeing anyone of any sort at the moment?
I'm dating. Yeah. Like I'm sort like... there's one certain person that I'm really into.
This Andrew Felix that you're all over Page Six with. I mean, he is. I'm approving from what I see in the pictures.
I like him.
I mean, he seems. Is he a lawyer? That's what.
Yeah.
So that's like a non-public eye position.
I know. I don't want public eye stuff. But he's a TV lawyer, so he's like a little public eye.
A little.
Yeah, he's for Morgan & Morgan. You know, like the daytime commercials.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
And he lives here in New York.
No, he lives in Orlando. He's a big deal. He's smart.
He's cute.
Yeah. I like him. I have a crush on him.
Okay, well, Page Six seems to think you guys have a crush on each other.
Yeah, they're not wrong.
And so maybe this could go somewhere,
right? We'll
see.
I don't know. Like, I'm dating. Again, like, there's no – we'll see what happens. But I'm not in a relationship. I'm fully single. Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you consider some of your good friends from Housewives? Not even necessarily your franchise. Like, who would you say?
Well, Tamara and Heather, closest ones to me.
Well, Tamara and Heather, you know, they're having some difficulties this season. You know, do you think of maybe off camera you could step in, maybe reconcile these two? I'm a huge Heather fan.
I'm never going to do that. No way. I don't want drama again. Like, let's go back. That's like a common theme here, right? I don't want drama in my personal life. So I would be happy to do that in front of a camera. But otherwise, mom is the word.
Mom is the word. You said you wanted to sell a plane to Adrian Maloof on Watch What Happens. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about this, how you sell planes now.
Yeah, so I started selling private aircraft, and it's a tough – I mean, it's a long sales cycle. It's a tough sell. Like, is your net worth $100 million or above, you know? And there's not many people like that, but I'm getting more into it, and I've just entered the charter space. So instead of just selling private aircraft, I'm also going to help people who want to charter a private airplane, which is more financially accessible and realistic for, like, more people. 20 grand, you know,
right,
for a leg of a flight,
yeah,
is easier than, you know, an $8 million aircraft that requires a shit ton of maintenance.
Yes. Kim Kardashian has one. Kylie, maybe you can contact
I don't think
–
I don't know if they do.
Really?
I kind of think they lease.
You do?
Uh-huh. I emailed Kris Jenner. She didn't respond.
I was going to say, if you're selling –
I have no shame.
I mean, that was my advice. Like, if you're selling private planes, I would say, have you contacted Kris Jenner? You did contact mm-hmm. her. No, and no response.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that Kim and Kylie might lease and not own?
Mm-hmm. I talked to somebody about that. I think it was my boss, maybe. And he was like, I think they just lease. I'm like, that is so dumb. Why would they do that? Because you want to have your own crew and your own pilots. Like, when you lease, you don't typically have that. Sometimes you can, if it's a dry lease, but like, if you're just, like, chartering, no. So it's safer to have, like, the same crew and, like, the same maintenance inspectors. Like, there's a definite upside to owning a plane if you have the cash flow to afford it and the lifestyle that makes sense for.
Maybe you'll hear back from Kris Jenner.
Yeah, I hope I do. There's, like, a huge tax benefit to purchasing the plane in 2023 over 2024. So,
oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 80% deductible in 2023, and it's going to go to 60% in 2024. So, if like a person has enough cash flow to deduct that, it makes complete sense to, like, light a fire in 2023.
What about? I mean, they just bought their $16 million mansion, but what about Heather and Terry?
So, I've talked to Heather and Terry. They've looked into plane ownership right now, and it doesn't make sense for their lifestyle at this juncture. But never say never.
Say, I'm just – this is my list when I hear of planes. I'm like, Heather and Terry, these are your friends.
I know. I think Adrian is – and who else? Oh, I've contacted Meredith Marks. Kyle flies private. She charters, though. I'll have to reach out to her about the chartering. And then there's, like, a really rich one on Jersey. I forget who it is.
Jackie Goldschneider?
Yes,
or,
Jackie. Okay. It's Jackie. She's really rich.
You know who you can contact also is Dina Manzo, Dina Canteen. Her husband, they just bought, like, a $16 million mansion in Montecito.
Oh.
She's from Jersey Housewives, but she lives in California
now. She might
now.
Charter. But, like,
and they fly private.
Yeah, so she probably – unless they have a plane. Does the husband travel a lot?
I think they're always on private planes with Louie and Teresa. They were. Now they broke up with Louie and Teresa, but they're always on private planes.
Yeah, so, like, I should probably reach out to her, at least for chartering, you know, because I do have a really nice connection within the charter business, so I can get, like, a real nice price that others can't get.
Try Dina.
Okay.
For real.
I will.
I mean, she's always on a private plane with her husband. I don't think they own.
Okay.
I don't know. How do you like doing your podcast?
I'm on hiatus right now. Summer's tough with my kids at home and stuff, but I like it. I like it a lot.
You're very open and honest on it.
Yeah. It's gotten a lot of traction, and I was just texting with my producer a couple days ago, actually, about it, about, like, re-upping it, because my kids are going to go back to school in a few weeks.
You should.
Thanks. I think I will. It's fun.
It's fun, right?
Yeah, it's fun. I like it a lot. I learn a lot.
You do? Mm-hmm. You learn stuff about yourself.
No, about, yeah, no, about sex. Learn about sex.
What do you think? Do you think there's any other franchises that need a reboot? And have you watched New York?
I've not watched New York. Have you?
Yes-ish. I interviewed someone from it, Sai De Silva, so I watched it for that, and I have fallen off since.
Okay.
I'm like you. It's hard to watch. I have become, because of this job, I watch for work.
Uh-huh. And like, it becomes work.
And then it's like when I do, so it's like if I'm interviewing someone from the OC, I now have to go watch a lot of the OC. And then the minute I interview, I'm caught up. I don't need to watch again until you come back. That's not really a good sign, right? I mean, like Beverly Hills, I actually enjoy, and Jersey, I enjoy.
The season. I like that Miami brought a lesbian on. I think that's really necessary.
Miami's great too.
Mm-hmm. And then Dubai, I think is it's fabulous. It's like
we like Dubai.
It's visually pleasing.
Totally.
You know. So no, I don't think reboots. Is Salt Lake City still on?
It's coming back.
So it went off for a little bit.
Well, they filmed the new season after. I mean, Jen Shah has gone off to jail.
Gold.
I mean, I would say,
I hate to say that, but like,
I mean, she might fall into the narcissistic category. I mean, she admitted guilt.
Like, she's probably like a sociopath. She's probably more than a narcissist. She's probably like a narcissist with other things.
You think so?
That's sick, you know, like stealing from like
the elderly.
The elderly who are like, don't, that's sick.
Kind of.
Oh,
I mean, I'm not even sure that she realizes that she's guilty. I mean, I know she admitted guilt to get a reduced sentence, but I don't really
believe you can like tell yourself things, you know, to like make yourself not accountable.
Yeah.
Erica did that same thing.
She did. Now she's
But she gave
thriving.
The earrings back, so that's good.
She's thriving. She has a Vegas residency. Are you going to go see Erica in Vegas?
Sure. She's cool.
I
like her. I
have
don't
no
think,
problem
I don't
with
think
Erica.
She, I think she actually just put her head down. I think she might, like, if she knew anything was going on, I think that it was, like, very peripherally. I don't think she had her hand in it. And, like, and I also think her publicity team is phenomenal. But,
yeah, I'm not, I have no problems with Erica either.
No.
I kind of like Erica.
Honestly, I don't have problems with other people at all. I'm
no,
kind
you
of
don't.
Like, I'm like kind of a lover. I don't want drama, but
I'll
tell the truth. But like, I don't want to go.
See, you should just be my permanent co-host. That's what I do. I mean, I
no,
watch,
you're drama.
But I don't want drama either.
But you have it.
I do have it. But it's because I'm honest like you are. And then people aren't always happy with what I say. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'm over it. I said it.
Yeah.
I stand by it.
Alison Dubois loves you. Have you had her on since the whole Kyle stuff?
I had her on way back. She just came on like 2 weeks ago. Her two episodes were, when we were done recording, Alison called me and she said, was that good? And I was like, this is literally, people are going to eat this alive.
She
does love me. And I do love her. I love her.
Huge fan of hers.
Huge.
She's probably like, was the catalyst for me becoming interested in spirituality.
She loves you.
I love her too. Like, she's so good.
She's like, did Megan come on yet? Did Megan come on? You have to make it happen. We just see, I love her. I see this. I like her for the same, I mean, I love her, but for the same reasons I like Kelly. I like the no nonsense people that just,
I know.
When I have a conversation with you, I know where you stand. If you're not happy with me, just tell me and then we can move on in three minutes.
Kelly and I, when I had her on my podcast, it was like one of my best, you know, listened to podcasts. She's easy to talk to and we have good rapport. Kelly, like, we're cool.
Are you into all the stuff now that Allison has? Are you into spirituality because of Allison? She really got you into
honestly,
this?
Honestly, like, I probably became spiritual, like, really spiritual probably when I was, like, 21. And my grandma recommended one of Allison's books to me. And that's, like—
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So this was a long time ago. I talked to Allison about this in person, and it turns out I got her very first book like a year after she released it, and that was what I read. And that
was
like, and Yeah, I'm very spiritual. You know, I host retreats with Gaia Haven Wellness, that the company I recently founded. And she was, Allison was my first celebrity guest. And it was such an honor and like really pipe dream for me that came true, because I had my ultimate spiritual, basically idol in my presence. It was pretty spectacular.
I love Allison. And you know, in a way, like when you were proven right with Brooks and Cancer, she technically is proven right. You know, Kyle and Mauricio, although they say they're not whatever, but I mean, I don't think there's a headline that you're separating and all this. You're obviously having problems. Allison's like, you know, it's not about me being right, because if you're confident in your abilities as a medium, like I knew I was right 13 years ago,
right?
Because I saw what I saw. It's like, that's such a good point.
Right.
You know,
she's
we love her.
I know. She's strong. She's a one strong bitch.
Anything else? Like, what else do you want? Anything else you want to plug? Anything else I didn't bring up? Plug away all the businesses.
Well, I'm writing a book, so that's interesting. Yeah. We're working on a title right now. The working title right now is called King of the D's: Divorce, Drama, and Dating. Funny,
right?
I
like that. Yeah.
And then my retreats. I have a retreat coming up, a day treat, and so it's just a daytime workshop in St. Louis on August 24th. So people can find the info on my Instagram. Just go to the website from there. And otherwise, I'm just your normal everyday mama, trucking along.
And you share everything going on, the good, the bad, the other, with being a mom. And I think people really resonate with that. And I think, you know.
I stopped showing my kids' faces online. So that's been an adjustment.
You just decided.
It's weird because, like, they're getting older and they're more aware. Like, my daughter asked me the other day, Mommy, are you famous? Because somebody recognized me. And that's not a world that I love for my kids.
Right.
And so I'd like to pull back on that a little bit for them.
If, you know, say in the right amount of time, they were 18 and older, like, they came to you and said, I just got a call for whatever show, mm-hmm. you know?
No, my daughter, 100%, that's going to happen. She wants to be famous in the worst way ever. But look, she gets it honest, right? Look at her dad. Look at her mom. Like, we both
it's
love
the
camera.
Genes. It's in the genes. Like, what advice would you give her if she said, I want to go on to a reality show?
Stay, like, I would just say, like, you got your core people, baby. Like, know who you are right here. And then fly away. Good luck. Love you.
That's good advice.
Because what else can you do? You got to let them spread their wings.
Yeah.
And learn. It's tough. It's a dog-eat-dog world.
That's good advice.
But she always has a soft landing space with her people.
I love it. Well, you know, thank you for being
Thanks
here.
Thanks for having me.
You know.
Being flexible.
A little. I mean, oh, God, anytime. I'm glad we did this in person. And
me
you
too.
Know.
This was so fun. We've been trying to do this for a long time.
You were in New York.
It
took you coming to New York for us to do this.
Yeah,
so
this has been great.
I really appreciate you coming to the studio, and you'll have to come back.
Oh, count on it. Thanks for having me.
I'll see you soon.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.